It's Chick on Stories. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. Sun and clouds today, mid-60s. Partly cloudy and cool tonight, 45. Tomorrow, scattered shower or otherwise partly cloudy, 60 to 65. Sunny on Friday, mid-60s. And sunny on Saturday in the mid-60s. We'll check the details of the forecast in just a few moments. In Great Barrington, preliminary talks about restricting short-term rentals in an effort to address rental housing scarcity, as again meeting resistance from homeowners and others who make a living through renting. Members of the Planning Board and Select Board Housing Subcommittee caution that concepts floated in an early draft of a short-term rental bylaw are an exploration in its fancy, or whether policies should include capping the numbers of day visitors that can rent to somehow free up housing tracts for local long-term renters in a town where it's become almost impossible to find a long-term rental, affordable or not. And in Great Barrington, a grant awards funds for Justice of Elders program. The Berkshire Center for Justice has awarded over $12,000 Title 111 grant to help fund Justice for Elders program. The funds earmarked to offer free legal services to income-qualified people aged 60 years old and older, with a focus on those residing in South Berkshire County. The grant period begins October 1st, runs through September 30th. Clients will be served on a first-come, first-served basis of family, landlord, tenant, real estate, wills, power of attorney, medical proxy, document construction, bankruptcy, and educational debt, among other areas of law. Bard College is pleased to announce that Nicholas Alton Lewis will join the college as an Associate Vice President for Academic Initiatives and Associate Dean in the Office of the Dean of the College at Bard College, effective January 2022. Lewis has previously served as Assistant Dean of the College at Bard. Sharon Hospital and New Vance Health will host a community update from 5:30 till 7 p.m. via Zoom live stream video. The president, Dr. Mark Herko, and members of the leadership team at New Vance Health and Sharon Hospital will share important updates regarding new investments and transformative plans for the future. A copy of the digital presentation will be accessible on their website following the event. For more information, 845-554-1734. In Dover, the town board has their regular meeting. A special meeting of the town board of Hillsdale will be happening at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Weebatuck School District meets on Thursday, a financial aid night at the high school library at 6 p.m. Salisbury Congregational Church presents their Meeting House Music Meditation, a half hour of music for quiet reflection, free to the public at 12 noon on Friday. It's held at the Salisbury Congregational Church in Lakeville. Also, a reminder that on Friday, October 1st, Friday, October 15th, and Friday, October 29th, Region 1 has permission to give vaccinations. Each one of those clinics will be held at the high school from 3 till 7 p.m., offering all three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, as well as a booster vaccination for eligible populations, according to the CDC. Haystack Book Festival takes place in Norfolk at the library Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Live streaming and in person. For more information, you can go to facebook.com Haystack Book Festival. The Stockbridge Library has their annual book sale on October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the library front lawn, Main Street in Stockbridge, stockbridgelibrary.org. The Ankrum, Ankrumdale, and Boston Corner Hamlet Planning Groups invite you to an informational meet-and-greet party on Saturday from 4 to 6 at the Surface Library on Route 7 next to the Ankrum Post Office in Ankrum, New York. Because of COVID, they're erring on the side of caution, asking you to bring your favorite beverage and snack for your own consumption, along with a mask if you wish to enter the gallery. RSVP to corcoran@j@gmail.com. Kent Memorial Library presents Kent Quiz Night, Saturday, October 2nd at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6. Proof of vaccination is required for entry. It will be held at the Connecticut Antique Machinery Association, 31 Kent Cornwall Road in Kent, Connecticut. The quizmaster will be Shara Marshall, MC Steve Penner, to form a team of four and give it a name. It's $50 per team, $60 at the door, plus a bottle of wine. You may register in person at the library or online at kentmemoriallibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and also underwritten by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down once again yesterday, 34,299.99. The NASDAQ at 14,546.68, and the S&P 500 at 43,52.63. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.